Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Good afternoon, Robert.
Hello, thanks very much for inviting me.
No, thank you for coming. So, you've just been awarded UK Chef of the Year.
Amazingly.
Why is it amazing? What did you have to do that, apart from cook something, I presume?
Being honest, it was just like a nomination. So obviously we put it out to all the guests and guests voted, which was fantastic because obviously they voted very well and we clinched it, which was great news because last year it was the newcomer of the year.
Yes. Yeah. Was that the new restaurant of the year?
Yeah, best new restaurant in UK. So that was a...
Your restaurant is in is in Ryde. Got hails in my head.
In Ryde, indeed.
In Ryde. Yeah. I was going to say, it's where this old used to be.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. Stunning views. It's just down St Thomas Street, so it's got absolutely lovely views. The sea comes right
it
up
has,
to the garden.
It has, hasn't it? Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an absolutely cracking spot.
In the summer, that garden's full. I've seen it in the summer. And it is busy out there, isn't it?
It's a very, very busy garden, yeah.
Yeah. And you make good use of it. You're right. The sea does come right up to the bottom of the garden. And it's a lovely view across the Solent there.
And you can see all those ships going past as well, can't you? They're waving to you.
Yeah, there's never a dull moment, whether it's the passenger ferries or the huge container ships. Yeah. Or, like at the moment, hundreds and hundreds of canada geese.
Really?
Chirruping away to each other.
Oh.
So your restaurant there, you've got quite a relaxed vibe to it, I think. Is that what you're aiming for?
So the whole, when I opened the Cafe Grill, that was the whole point of it. Dining's changed a lot over the years, but also a lot of pressures have come with it. So you need a busy restaurant. It needs to be busy all day, really, because everyone knows costs have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
Lots of things have changed. So it was a Cafe Grill to open on the ground floor, and that's very welcoming, open all day from a breakfast, lunch, dinner, but in between as well, so coming for a slice of cake, a glass of wine, just to catch up, read the paper. So it was very much meant to be much more kind of accessible to many more people.
Okay, and I mean, one of the things I like about it, I've been there a couple of times, I like the fact that none of your cutlery matches. That just amuses me. Little things, I know, but it does amuse me.
It doesn't take much to amuse him.
that resume, I mean, it's some fairly, I'd say, fairly traditional design cutlery as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, it goes back to when I opened Thompson's, to be honest, and the main reason for that cutlery was, when you open a restaurant, if you open one now, it's incredibly expensive to purchase everything you need.
I bet, yeah.
And a brand new set of cutlery is something that, I just couldn't get to, so I was up at Greenwich Market, taking all the cutlery and buying
all the decent looking stuff,
different stalls. And since then, I mean, it's amazing. A lot of guests have brought in a set,
that's great.
So it goes with the vibe, if you have a really posh set of cutlery, then straight away you're making people feel on edge potentially.
I think you've got it about right. I mean, this isn't a mutual admiration show, but you have got the vibe about right, and your staff are the same. They're not dressed too formally, but they are dressed tidily for like that.
Yeah, it's sometimes a guest might not agree with it, but overall, and I say that's a really important thing for a restaurateur to be listening to their customers overall. But look, most people get it. You want your staff to be comfortable, but again, you want the whole situation to be relaxed, and that goes from the uniform, but still, like you say, smart and polite, and they're a great bunch
of
people.
They're always polite. Always, yes.
So do you know how many people voted for you to be Chef of the Year? Or did they not tell you those sort of figures?
They didn't really say, but across the whole evening of all the different awards, they said they had something close to 1 million votes.
Wow. Yeah,
really? So you did really well to get to the top of that.
Yeah. So your three were brilliant then?
Yeah, very, very good. And it's nice to see someone on the island do that, because I often think we underplay how good we are on this island at some things. And there's some very good restaurants on the island, and there's some very good other things on the island, but we win national awards and international awards and virtually gets nowhere in terms of, look, come and see us, we're really good.
Mm. No, I mean, when I first came here, 20 years ago now, the island for me has just so much to offer and still is very much undiscovered. And there's just so many, like you just said, restaurants, so many great restaurants, cafes, bars here with people doing amazing things, producers, I think that's growing. It needs to be shouted about more.
Yeah, yes, it does indeed.
You've got so many different styles of restaurants where you've got cafe like you have. We have bistros, we have pizza restaurants and all sorts, don't
we? Yeah, this sort
and,
of it,
and this is really important because, of, you know, of course, you know, I think at the end of the day, a lot of the island is tourism-led. And,
yeah,
you know, we do need, I think, more and more reasons for people to venture over from the mainland because that's helping prop up you know, the economy. You know, I think we, you know, at the height of summer last year, we were employing close to, I think it was 55 people. And,
wow.
You know, so they're all going home.
It's not a big place to have 55 staff in it. I'm quite impressed.
Yeah, you'd be amazed where you can put them all.
So do you find that you do get people from the mainland coming to visit specifically to your restaurant, or is it they happen to discover it whilst they're here?
I'd say I do, yeah. We get people coming kind of on purpose, you know, for that kind of destination. Certainly now that we've launched the sort of the fine dining part of it again, which is on the lower ground floor.
Yeah, that took some doing, didn't it?
It didn't do. A lot of work.
And a bit of money.
A lot of money as well. But the main thing I'd say is most of the time, I'd say probably 75% of the guests are local. And for me, that's something I'm really proud of.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not a business that, for example, shuts in the winter. We're all year round and supporting our employees all year round.
Yeah, there are some, and I understand why. They make their money in the summer and then they shut up shop for 3 or 4 months over the winter period. I get that from a business point of view, but it's nice to have some decent places that are still open. I think that's worth it.
Yeah, because we need people, you know, of course, where I'm local-led, you need people coming all year round, and what's the fun when the whole island shuts up for the winter?
And it must be nice when they come back as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you see this at the Cafe Grill now, that the repeat kind of, you know, customer has grown a lot because it's more approachable.
Yeah.
And You strive to use as much local produce as you possibly can in there?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have this thing, I use the best. So I search out the best. But, you know, I don't just kind of say that I can only use things just from here, because local is just across the water as well. And, so we have to have a regularly changing menu to keep guests happy. So I think, you know, you must have local produce on your menu.
Yes.
But, you know, it's not on there just to tick a box.
No. It has to fit with what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. So, the whole aspect of it is you don't want to put people off for it being too formal. Let's put it the way we found some restaurants have been to in the past who think that the service staff are looking down upon you because of what you've chosen to, which wine you've chosen to have with your meal.
You should really ought to sit up straight when you're eating.
Again, I mean, it's, you know, take the wine list for example. There's probably, I think there's a bottle of wine on there starting off at like, you know, £24-25.
Not bad for a restaurant price, to be fair.
And I mean, if you go to a pub now, you know, that's kind of chasing up to that because of all of the duty. All right, there's bottles going up to £400 or £500, but you know, there's no pressure. You know, people can have what they want, and the whole part of me, you know, it's hospitality. People often forget that the clue's in the name. You should be hospitable to people, and the whole point is they're not just coming out to sit there and be silent. You're coming out to have a good time and conversation, and I feel that's what's missing a lot in life now, where often people can't afford to go out because things are so expensive.
They are,
And that means they're at home, and all right, supermarkets, yeah, you can buy bistro this and all sorts of things from there. But the big thing I feel about going out to eat is conversation. You're talking, you're having a great time, and you're kind of, I think that inspires a lot.
You need to have that buzz in your restaurant, don't you? Sometimes we're the first people in, there's nothing much going on in here, but then it does build up.
It was like that the other Saturday. Yeah. We went for lunch and we were the only ones in there. Then within sort of an hour, it was absolutely chocker.
It's amazing that you can, you know, get in at like 7 or 8 in the morning, you know, and you sort of, the whole place is quiet, no one around. And it goes through all these different seasons almost, but the changes in the day from a busy restaurant, and then it peters off a bit in the afternoon, and then the evening goes up again, to locking up, no one in the place, and you kind of look at it, it feels like, is this a restaurant?
Well, it must be lovely to have that feeling where it's absolutely full and people are enjoying themselves. And
It's the best time for me. I'm most comfortable when it's busy. There's laughter, there's chatter, there's people, you know, eating, drinking, you know, having a good time.
Yeah.
And that for me, you feel settled.
Yeah.
Well, We've not tried a breakfast there yet, have we?
No.
We'll have to do that one of these days.
That means getting up early.
Well, that's possible.
Well, not too early, yeah. 10:30.
Oh, 10 o'clock. Oh, we're talking civilised time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I like that. So, I say, people can find out more from your website, and you've got a very... I have to say, I'm not trying to butter you up, but booking stuff on your website is very straightforward. He doesn't mess about, and he asks you about things like dietary needs as well, which I find very interesting.
Not just for you, but for your guests as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been through different booking systems, and you do, but this one currently, you can kind of book your area. You can see almost a picture of where it is because, some guests might not know, sorry, but we've got like higher tables around the bar, and then we've got lower tables in the restaurant. So you're trying to cater for everyone. Like when I first opened, I had some bigger tables in the restaurant high. And you took the feedback, and certain people didn't quite understand when they were booking, that they were going to be sat there. So we've made that much clearer now. Now we have people who turn up just for those high tables, and equally people who want to sit in the club.
I've sit on a normal chair. I've got short legs. I can't get on those high stools.
But I was thinking, when your website actually asks about dietary requirements,
it does,
which is unusual, because normally it says if you've got any dietary requirements, please tell a member of the waiting staff, but yours actually gets that in advance.
I think, it's one of my pet hates. For me, I used to be able to eat absolutely everything. Now I can't have cows or sheep's milk, no eggs as well. So it does present challenges, but I think something where we really kind of like do well is dietaries. If someone turns up and they, let's say, I've been to certain places and you have a steak, for example, and you say sauce, and there's no option. There's nothing that can be done. And you sort of say, well, could you do a peppercorn sauce, but like a dairy-free, which is so easy to do with everything that's out there now. And that's something that really annoys me when there is just no movement with the chef.
Yeah.
And we don't live in those times now. But I'd say, for me, probably 40% of people coming in, there is some kind of...
Yeah.
Not necessarily an allergy, but
there's a preference requirement, or requirement.
Absolutely. And as a chef, you should absolutely look after them and do it properly.
And they'll come back.
They will. Yeah, come back.
So what's your website and how can people find out more?
So it's robertthompson.co.uk. When you go on there, you can see the Cafe Grill, but you can also see Thompson's. So Thompson's has kind of come back as a pop-up. So at the moment, I've just got one more date coming up in November for a week. But then from next year, I'm hoping that a week of every month of the year, there will be a tasting menu on the lower ground floor. That's in the cellar, which is a new dining room.
Yeah.
And then you're giving guests, they can come for a relaxed upstairs, or it's also relaxed downstairs, but they can come for more of a tasting menu experience downstairs with like the wine flights and all of the bells and whistles. Website, also like Instagram, things like that. Now, I'm actually just starting a TikTok, would you believe? After my staff told me for ages that I should do, which...
Well, Lisa's our TikTok expert. She posts a lot of content on TikTok.
I know nothing about TikTok. No, or Instagram.
I think you need to embrace these things properly. It's free marketing at the end of the day, so why not? So if people want to come along, your website, they can book, and it's all set out there. Your menus do change quite regularly, don't
we? We do. We have a day at sort of specials, which changes sometimes week by week. But we have the full a la carte, which is literally available from 12 o'clock right the way through till 9:30 at night. It's the same menu. Yeah, there's burgers on there, there's steaks,
fish. So, burgers are beautiful.
Yeah, ever popular cheese gougères, like a posh little profiterole.
Yeah,
they're
nice.
It's laid back, and that's what you want it to be.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in, Robert. Nice to see you.
Pleasure.
And thank you for helping the island put food properly on the map.
As I think there's lots of people doing it here, and for me, I'm nothing without my team. Team behind me, they're a cracking bunch, and it's a pleasure to be part of the island's food scene.
And congratulations on Chef of the Year.
Thank you very much indeed.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.